My favorite thing about Australian audiences is their love for lying to Americans about Australian culture.
Well, why?
It's a lot of fun. Well, the first time I came here, everybody was like, you got to watch out for drop bears.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds scary. What are drop bears? They're like, oh, bears just fall out of a tree on you. And I thought about it, and I was like, that's not real. There's no way that's real. And then the next one, they told me about combat wombats. And I was like, what are those? And they're like, well, Australia doesn't have enough military forces, and so they get wombats to serve in the military. And I was like, that one's definitely not true. There's no way that's true. But then the third thing they told me, they were like, do you know about the Great Emu War? And I was like, what is the Great Emu War? And they were like, well, a long time ago in Australia, there were too many emus. And so the government sent a bunch of military to go kill all the emus. And they lost the emu war to the birds.
Yeah.
And I was like, there is no way that's true. And then that one is real. That one's 100% real. The birds won. I don't believe anything anyone tells me anymore.
Fair enough.
That's a good way to live.
That's a good way to get through it, isn't it? Now, Steve, tell us, how long does it take you to set up your set? Like, how do you test out gags? I'd love to know when comedians, because obviously you put your show together, but it's obviously taking you, like, time and time again. Do you test it on, like, particular friends, or are you doing that in different sets throughout, like, America and throughout different countries?
I mainly find, like, house pets, because they're a captive audience. So, you try it out wherever you are. And part of the whole point of this tour originally was that I'm working on new material for a special, and I want to make sure it tests everywhere.
Amazing.
Because if something's funny only in one place, then it's not funny. It's just references. Yeah. And so you have to make sure that, like, if a joke isn't funny unless people get the reference, then that's not a joke. That's just you're quoting something you saw.
That it crosses other continents, and that it crosses, other cultures, that everyone, it's a communal gag rather than just...
And by the way, if the tour doesn't go well here and people don't like the jokes, I just will make sure the special never airs here. So,
Win-win. Many across Geelong and the Surf Coast would know you from the videos online where you take hecklers head on. I've been following you for months. You are absolutely hilarious. Where did this ability, is it something that evolved over time? Were you taken on your parents from a very young age? Have you always had this ability?
I am the youngest of four.
Right.
And so
it says it all.
You basically it's a fight or flight kind of thing. And not only that, we had a basic rule. My dad had a rule that you don't get in trouble if it's funny enough.
Oh.
Like, that was pretty much how he operated. Like, there was once where my dad got real mad at my brother and yelled, "Go to hell." And my brother just looks at him and goes, "Maybe we can carpool." Like, how do you get mad at that? And so, like, I saw that for my entire life. I was just raised in that environment. I was bullied a lot in school. Yeah. And so, you eventually come out swinging.
Steve, it's been an absolute delight. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Don't be a stranger. Stop by anytime.
Well, thank you. And also, I just want to say that one of the things we're doing on this tour is that proceeds from it are going to the fire efforts.
Amazing.
And it's been amazing to see how many people have been coming out in support of that and donating in addition to the tickets and all this other stuff. And it's just been, I live in L.A., and we went through this on a much smaller scale, and it was hell. And so I can't even imagine what it's like to have to deal with this in the way that you guys have, and to see everybody come together has just been amazing. And I just wanted to say one actual non-flippant thing before I went. So thank you.
No worries. Thank
you. Yeah, no, the response from the community just right across Australia has been mind-blowing. Just the fact that the most horrific devastation and, horrific event, well, one of the most horrific events in Australia's history. And I don't know, it brings out the best in humanity.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Steve, thank you so much for your time, mate, and all the best for the show tomorrow.
Hey, thank you very much. Looking forward to it.